Hello everyone, welcome back to the Mindful Podcast. I'm your host, Kaylee Arbogast, and it has been quite some time since I have recorded anything. To be completely honest with you, it took me forever to find my microphone from moving after the wedding and everything. I just had no idea where it was. And so for a while, I was recording on my phone, and I just did not like how the audio sounded. The last episode was pretty bad, and I just was kind of a little upset about that because I don't want to be putting out bad content for you guys, and obviously a podcast audio sounding good is very important. But I finally found my microphone, and I have some updates for you guys. If you don't follow me on social media, then you wouldn't know that I am pregnant and my husband and I are expecting our first baby. We are so excited. The baby is due in October, so we are prepping for that, but also, you know, working on school and just working on doing the things that God's calling me to. So one of the things I know is I can't be holding in all of the knowledge that I'm gaining from school and from reading my Bible, from, you know, fellowshipping with other Christians, just conversations I'm having with other people. I want to be sharing that with you guys. And so that's what we're going to be doing. Today's episode is all about what words you're clinging to and the impact they're having on your life. So, if we don't realize this, words are so powerful. The things that we say are just way too powerful for us to even understand sometimes. And it's hard as humans to realize that, you know, especially in heated moments, the words that are coming out of our mouths are going to affect that person, that other individual, or multiple people who are involved for a very long time. Like, there are still words that hurt me that took place a long time ago. And I know that there's some things I've said to other people that now I regret, and I wish younger Kaylee would have just taken a step back in those moments and just wouldn't have let those words out. But there is a scripture that I want to share with you guys because this is basically what I am basing my episode off of. Sorry, I couldn't get the words out. It is John 3:5-12. I'm trying to pull it up. Well, not really pull it up, but go to it from my Bible. So not John. I typed it out wrong in my computer. It is James 3:5-12. That's why I was like, this is, John did not sound right. But it is James 3:5-12. And it's talking about the powerful, like how powerful our tongue is. And it is so important. This scripture, like I was reading this, seriously changed so much for me, and so I want to read it for you. So James chapter 3:5-12. Here we go. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, straining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature, can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and salt water? Can a fig tree, my brothers, bear olives, or a grapevine produce figs? Neither can a salt pond yield fresh water. Oh my. Our tongues, the words that come from our mouths, impact not only ourselves, our minds, but also the people around us. It is so important as individuals to understand that everything you are saying is going to impact someone, and it's going to bless them or it's going to curse them. And so just be very mindful of the things that you're saying. We go through life constantly worried about what others are saying about us, but we cannot do that, and we shouldn't. We can't cling to the words of other people. When we place our identity in the words of others, they can quickly hurt us and become something that we fear. You know, like someone saying you're a bad person, someone just doing things to tear you down. If we cling to those, we're gonna live our life walking in that fear and constantly going back to what that person said because you believe it to be true, when it is not true. The only thing that is true are the words of the Lord, and the thing that God says about you. Another example of scripture of, you know, people saying one thing or expecting one thing and then instantly changing their mind. Like, individuals could say something so mean about you to, like, other people, and you could find out about it, but they could say something so mean to other people and then be a completely different person to your face. And we just cannot let their words impact us, because at the end of the day, those words don't matter. At the end of the day, you know who you are in Christ. You know what your identity is. And if you don't, then let this be the beginning of this for you. And go through the process of finding your identity in Christ. Because that is the biggest thing that you could ever do in your entire life, is understanding who you are in the Lord. The Lord sent his son to die for you. He died such a horrible death on the cross. He took all of that pain so that we can be here today, and so that we can be in Christ, so that we can have a new identity and not be of the world. But this scripture, Acts 28:6, says, they are waiting for him to swell up or suddenly fall down dead. But when they had waited a long time and saw no misfortune come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. This scripture is basically people waiting for this man to fail. Like, they're waiting for him to die. And then when nothing happens to him, when he's, like, fine and, you know, not dying, they think he's a god. People's minds change instantly. They, you know, they try to fit in. As human beings, we just want to fit in. We want to feel loved. And especially when people are of the world, they're going to do things that don't necessarily make you feel good. Yes, there are some good people out in the world, but good people was in air quotes. But at the end of the day, someone could say something about you. Someone can wish, basically, like, for example, the scripture, somebody can wish that you die. And then the next second, when something doesn't happen that they were expecting, they can think that you're a god, and they can think that you are the most wonderful person ever. One, it's so important to have discernment and wisdom and knowledge for yourself that you get from the Lord. But it's also important to know just the people that you should be surrounding yourself with. People that should be in your life. The people that really respect you and love you and love who you are without having to change yourself. And people who don't wish bad on you. Like, it is so important to have friendships that are so genuine and love so deeply, and they never wish for anything bad to happen for you. The reason why I really wanted to talk about this and this episode is because this is honestly something that I've struggled with. It's part of my testimony, which I don't think I've ever fully shared my testimony, whether it be like on any social media platform. I've shared bits and pieces here and there, but if you don't know this about me, I didn't really fit in growing up. I always stood out in elementary school, middle school, high school, and there were so many reasons of why people didn't want to be friends with me, or why people would say that we're friends but then would never include me in anything, and like, I just didn't fit in. But around the age of me being 15 years old, I had started to change who I was. I knew who I was for the most part. I knew that I didn't really fit in with everybody. I knew that, you know, my place of fitting in was with my family, and for a while I was okay with that, and for a while I did well with that. But eventually I wanted to fit in. I went to a public high school. I was in sports and I did really well with my academics. But eventually I had enough of everyone constantly pointing me out and, you know, pointing out the differences that I had. And it happened for a very long time. It happened until I graduated high school and got out of that environment. But I was frustrated, and I wanted to fit in. I wanted people to like me. And so I started to change who I was. I started to push God away. I started to resent him. And I was letting the words and the actions of other people dictate my life. And that caused a lot of pain and a lot of heartache. I went through the next 5 years of my life struggling so much, and just like multiple times of wanting to commit suicide because I thought it was the only way out of all of the pain. And I was constantly seeking what others were saying about me, and constantly letting their words and their actions or lack of actions towards me impact my actions and the things that I was doing on a day-to-day basis and just how I was living my life. But that got me nowhere. It got me to a place of feeling extremely defeated, extremely frustrated, sad, lonely, depressed. And at the end of it all, I was left alone with a huge pile to clean up. I had some friends during those times that I thought were really good friends, and like, there's some people to this day that I love from a distance, and I know that their intentions were never to hurt me, and that friendship was genuine at that time in my life, but that friendship was also based on things that weren't true. It was all false, and it's because that's who I showed up as. I showed up as this girl who was just not a Christian, basically. And even though I was still going to church every Sunday, I was just doing things that would get me to fit in a public high school, especially the one that I went to. And it would get me to be liked by, you know, boys and the popular kids. And I wasn't doing the right things. I was just doing things to please other people. But I eventually realized that I was just trying to be somebody that I'm not, someone that God did not create me to be. And at the end of it all, I realized that my identity was in the Lord. And, you know, when I say that I was alone and everything was in shambles and I had to clean it all up by myself, I didn't. The Lord was with me through it all, and He cleaned it up, and He rebuilt my foundation that I am currently now standing on, that's just gotten stronger and stronger every single day. But for a very long time, my life was based on words of other, like, based on the words that came out of other people's mouths. And I can tell you there are some things that I do regret doing or not doing because of what somebody else had said. Like, for example, one thing, I could have gone longer in my life playing softball, and I didn't because of what a potential coach had said, and I stepped away, and I just focused on my academics, which to this day, like, I still sometimes regret. Softball was everything to me. I absolutely loved that sport, and I played baseball and softball. Like, I started out with baseball when I was 4 years old and then switched to softball when I was 10. But I played from the age of 4 to the age of 18, and I could have continued, but for multiple reasons, I didn't. And that's one of the things that I regret, because I did it because of somebody else. I didn't do it because, like, I didn't stop softball because it's really what I wanted to do. I stopped softball because of some things that were being said about me on the team, and I walked away. I didn't have a good ending from it, and to this day, I still regret that. But that's just an example. So, to finish out this episode, I want to give you some scriptures. I want to give you some sayings and some scriptures to go along with it so that you guys can, you know, sit on this, meditate on it, and pray about it. So, let's get started with this, and then this will be like, I'll say a few more things afterwards and then wrap it up, but here we go. Anyways, you say you're nothing special. God says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139:14. You say you are broken, but God says He makes you whole. Colossians 2:10. You have been rejected by other people around you, but God says you are His. Isaiah 43:1. You say you're alone, but God says He is always with you. Joshua 1:9. You say you are hopeless, but because of God you have hope. Jeremiah 29:11. You say you're lost, but God gives you direction. Isaiah 30:21. You say you are worried, anxious, or afraid, but with God you are filled with peace. John 14:27. You say you're worthless. God says you're worth it. John 3:16. As human beings, we are not meant to be liked by everybody. God stands people out. Yes, you do have a group of people that you will connect with. As human beings, we are meant to. God wants us to fellowship with other people. But I want you to understand that we are all uniquely made in the image of Christ, and we're not supposed to fit in with this world. Everyone is going to find something to dislike about you. They're going to point things out, and they're going to find something wrong with you as a person. That's just human beings. That's what happens. But even though those people are saying those things about you or pointing those things out, doesn't mean that it's true. And it's not something that you need to cling to. Live the life God is calling you to live. Be the person He's calling you to be. I really hope that you guys enjoyed this episode back. I really hope the audio is good. If not, I'm going to be upset because I really like this episode. But I will talk to you guys hopefully soon. I just really wanted to share this with you guys because I had typed out the episode and it's just something that has been sitting on my heart. So really wanted to share this with you guys. So I hope to talk to you soon. If you would like to follow me on social media, and I will, you know, be posting over there here and there. Pregnancy has been wild and hard, so I haven't been as active as I would have liked to be this year, but we're getting through it. We're doing good. I'm in the second trimester, so hopefully it just keeps getting better and not dealing with the things that I have dealt with. Anyways, I love you all. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you soon. Bye!